A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Samach, Menachas 60a, pagination is 119. We'll start about a third of the way down, Masnisin, at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Yesh te'unos hagasha, ve'ein te'unos tenufa. There are some menachos that require bringing it close, meaning bringing it to the southwest corner, the Ma'aravis Deromis corner of the big Mizbeach, when you're facing the Kodesh Kadoshim as you enter the Beis HaMikdash, and the large Mizbeach is slightly to your left. So we're talking about the far left corner. There's a Hagasha, it touches, it's brought to the Mizbeach and brought to touch the corner. That's Hagasha. Ve'ein te'unos tenufa, and do not require the waving process. There are such menachos, and we'll describe which ones. There are also other menachos that require Hagasha u'tenufa. They require bringing close and tenufa. Tenufa velo Hagasha, it's possible that it requires tenufa, but it doesn't have to be brought close to the Mizbeach. And lo tenufa velo hagasha, it's also possible that it doesn't need either. Now, to appreciate why we're linking tenufa and hagasha, there could be lots of things that it needs this and doesn't need that. There are menachos that require both. The classic example, Parshas Naso, regarding the Sotah's mincha, the pasuk says in Bamidbar Hey Chaf Hey, "V'lokach haKohen miyad ho'isha." The kohen will take the mincha from the hands of the isha. The minchas hakenaos, this mincha on the topic of jealousy, where the husband wonders if the woman was unfaithful, and the pasuk says, "V'heinif," he shall wave it. V'hikriv el ha-mizbeach, and he should bring it close to the mizbeach. This is independent of what's going to be brought on the mizbeach as a korban. It's v'hikriv, that's what's described over here as hagasha. So we have that these two acts, hagasha and tenufa, sometimes come together, and the Mishnah elaborates, sometimes they come independently and sometimes not at all, by menachos. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elu tu'unos hagasha. These are examples of menachos that require hagasha. Ve'ein tu'unos tenufa, but there's no need for the waving process. And the Mishnah gives the example, Minchas ha-solas, for example, a regular mincha, and lists off a bunch of others that also are in this category. They require hagasha. Let's turn the page to the next daf, and we get in the next Mishnah, also about a third of the way down on the page, the remaining cases which our Mishnah merely gave the outline to. They're going to be elaborated. Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, pagination is 121, 61a. Masnisin, Eilu te'unos tenufa ve'ein te'unos hagasha. These are examples of menachos that require tenufa and not the bringing close to the corner. And we have the mention of Lug Shemen Shal Mitzora Va'ashamo Va'habikurim Kedivir Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Hopefully we'll elaborate on Bikurim tomorrow. These offerings from the Mitzora require tenufa, as described in the pasuk, but there's no need for hagasha. Mishnah continues with other items on the list, and about seven lines later, at the end of a line, the next category is brought, Minchas ha-omer u-minchas kenaos, the mincha of the omer, and the mincha of the sota, which we mentioned, are going to require both hagasha and tenufa. And then finally, lechem hapanim, o minchas nesachim, the lechem hapanim, which is also being regarded as a mincha, it's not brought on the Mizbeach, it does not require lo hagasha velo tenufa, neither hagasha and tenufa ain't tunos, they don't need. And minchas nesachim is the flour that's brought together with certain karbanos, in addition to the regular karban itself, wine and flour are also brought, and these things do not require tenufa or hagasha. And as I mentioned, mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will elaborate on the topic of bikurim, which was listed as tenufa but not hagasha, kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in accordance with the words of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Obviously, the Mishnah is alluding to something that we want you to know, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and then you'll understand what we're referring to. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.